Killington Resort in Vermont prides itself on opening first and closing last each ski season. This year it opened, albeit with only a few trails, the earliest in the Northeast on October 19th. That was also important to prove to the International Ski Federation, or FIS, that the resort would be able to satisfy requirements ahead of the Audi FIS Ski World Cup this weekend. Killington Director of Marketing and Sales Rob Megnan says the ski season has started strong, and they are very excited to host the slalom and giant slalom competitions.
We're in the best position that we've been in the last 3 years of the World Cup, so we're very excited about what's coming at us.
For people who don't necessarily follow skiing or the World Cup in particular, what is the FIS Ski World Cup?
Well, to put it kind of in layman's terms, it's a worldwide sanctioned race of a number of different disciplines. And for us here, it's women with giant slalom and slalom. So it's more of the technical speed events that go on that you might see during the Olympic Games.
And is it only women that are competing?
Yes.
How significant is it for Killington to not only have the FIS World Cup, but to be able to bring it back for the third year?
Up until 3 years ago, there wasn't a World Cup race in the Northeast United States or North America for over 25 years. So when we brought it back, it was a real surprise to us that just how many people showed up at that event. Actually, the first year, there was over 30,000 fans that came out for the weekend, which rivals some of the crowds that you see in Europe. So it was really a great event from the perspective of bringing back alpine racing to the Northeast, where there's a real hotbed of racing that goes on and has been going on for many, many years. Second year we get into it, we amped up the entertainment value and we brought in 34,000. This year we hope to hit that and then some, and we brought in some more music elements. So every single day there's major acts that are coming through on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we anticipate that there'll be significant numbers, but it shows that there's a real following of race fans in the Northeast, and there's a lot of kids, a lot of young women, young girls that came out for the event that were really inspired by the event, and it just seems to continue to grow. We have a lot of racing communities that are coming here to the event. We have a parade on Saturday morning and Sunday morning of kids that are part of clubs and race camps from all over the Northeast. So it is a major happening, and for us, it puts us on a world stage because it's televised in over 60 countries. So it's a big deal for us and big deal for Vermont.
There are a lot of resorts in the Northeast. What do you believe drew and keeps the FIS World Cup coming back to Killington?
I think there's a lot of things, but truth be told, the original story goes that our founder of Powder Corporation, which is who we're owned by, sits on the U.S. ski and snowboard team. He's a huge supporter of the team, huge supporter of mountain recreation and skiing and snowboarding. And when the opportunity became available, it was really a four-year jaunt to get to where we are, where there was a situation where Aspen, who had done the early event every year, decided to do the finals and bring the finals to North America. So that left an opening, and we bid on it, and it certainly took a lot of convincing that we can do it. But our snowmaking horsepower is probably the underpinning of all of it, because as you're probably aware, we open earliest in the East, close the last, and we have an ability to put down snow like no other. So really, that's kind of how it all kind of came together. And then, of course, when the crowd showed up the first year, the second year, the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Team and the FIS both have said that we want to continue to bring the event to Killington because you guys know what you're doing and how to put it on. So it's been wildly successful for us. And again, bringing exposure to ski racing in the Northeast like we haven't seen in many, many years.
Rob Megnan, Killington is investing in a number of upgrades. Are you doing that solely to attract and keep the FIS World Cup, or is that being done for skiing in general?
It's being done for skiing in general, really. I mean, we have to compete with the resorts that are all around us in the New England area, and We decided this year to put a lot of money, energy, and effort into the mountain, which is where our bread and butter is, and it includes snowmaking, lifts, other infrastructure. It's the biggest investment that we've made in a generation, and the mountain is going to ski considerably different than it did in the past, especially in the areas where we wanted to address, which is that middle-of-the-road, blue-level skier for families and young folks.
The FIS Women's Ski World Cup will take place Friday through Sunday at Killington Resort in Vermont. More information is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.